Welcome. This is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is one of the avenues of our Heaven Bound podcast. We thank you for being with us today. This is Jumpstart 1921. This is first written August 28th, 2017. Judges 3, verse 23. Then Ehud went into the vestibule and shut the doors of the roof chamber behind him and locked them. Our verse today comes from the amazing story of God's deliverer Ehud. Ehud and Eglon, both names beginning with the same letter, both brought together in this amazing story, but both very different. Eglon was the king of Moab. He is described as being very fat. He was oppressing Israel. God raised up Ehud, the left-handed Benjaminite, to save his people. In a private meeting with the fat king, Ehud thrust a sword into Eglon's belly. Then he locked the doors and escaped. When the servants came to check on the king, they assumed that he was relieving himself in the cool room, is what the text tells us. We'd say that he's going to the bathroom. After a long time, they broke through the doors and found their king had been assassinated. He was dead. How did Ehud escape? Some assumed that he crawled through the toilet, which would have been more like an outhouse. The text really doesn't tell us, but we wonder. Now, because of this one event, the tide changed, and Israel was able to subdue Moab for more than a generation and have peace in the land. As for Ehud, this is all we know, this one event. But there are lessons here for us. First of all, it often takes courage to do what is right and necessary. So many things could have gone wrong. How hard it would have been to have a private meeting with the king. Ehud thought this out. He made a special sword. He had it concealed on his right side, not the typical place for a person who carries a sword. We're not called to assassinate foreign kings, and I'm glad for that. But there are times when we must have a serious talk with someone about their choices in life. It may be a grown child. It may be someone in the congregation that we love. Their choices are ruining their soul and hurting those around them. It's not easy to talk to someone, especially when correction is necessary. It's easier to tell others than to go to them and ourselves. Notice some things from Ehud. He had a plan before he met the king. We need the same. How are you going to bring up the topic? Are you going to just wing it? Or have you thought and prayed about what needs to be said? Ehud made a special sword. That took time. He didn't just charge into Moab. He had preparations. We should do the same. Think things out. Make a plan. Ehud also arranged a private meeting. He didn't attack the king in front of others. That's something we also ought to learn as well. When a serious conversation needs to take place, arrange a time to meet the person. Walking out the church building while surrounded by others is not the time nor the place. Secondly, Ehud didn't pass this responsibility on others. He was the one. He knew it. He went. Paul told the Galatians, "You who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness." You who are spiritual. We played that card both ways. We want God to see us as spiritual, but when it's time for us to go to restore someone, suddenly we're not the one. Either we are or we're not. When nothing is said and nothing is done, the person drifts away from the Lord. Everyone sees what's happening, but no one has the courage to do anything. In a short time, a soul was lost, a family is hurt, and a church suffers. Someone should have done something is a common after-the-fact statement. Ehud was the man in Judges. Who is it today? Third, I thought about Ehud possibly escaping through the opening of a toilet. That thought is pretty disgusting. What he fell in is even more disgusting. If that indeed happened, just think about the lengths he went through in order to save Israel. Now turn that thought to you and I today. What are you willing to do to save your family or your soul? Are you willing to do something that is hard, not pleasant, maybe even disgusting to save your marriage? Are you willing to move closer to a congregation that can grow and your family can thrive spiritually? Move, you say? That's hard. We like our house. We like the neighborhood. Yet if your family is dying spiritually, are you going to keep doing what you're doing because you like a house? What if your job is killing you spiritually? What if the coworkers and the demands of what is expected of you is just turning you into something that you know God is not pleased with? Are you going to go along with that? But it's a job, you say. Jobs are hard to find. Are you going to remain and die spiritually, or are you going to be willing to do something that's very hard, but it may be the right thing to do? What about your friends? You may have had these people in your life for a long time. When you get together, the conversations are not good. What they want you to do pushes your buttons, and you always feel a bit guilty about being with them. Then why do you continue? Isn't it time that you do the courageous thing and either influence them or leave them? Why do you stay with them and allow them to pull you away from Christ? It may be time to climb through the toilet. Fourth, removing the fat king wasn't enough. Ehud led Israel into battle against Moab, and they defeated them. We see this from the importance of finishing what was started. Removing the king was a first step. Had they stopped there, another king would have been appointed, and nothing much would have changed. But Israel finished what they started. What a lesson for us. We can start in the right direction, but we need to finish with it and stay with it. Paul said he finished the course. He completed what he started, and so must we. Fifth, Ehud needed others to accomplish the victory. When facing Eglon, Ehud was alone. But now when Israel is facing all of Moab, Ehud couldn't do it alone. He didn't try it alone. He blew his trumpet, rallied the nation, and led them to victory. What a lesson of leadership. Sometimes leaders want to do it all, and they can't accomplish, and the victories aren't there. We as a church need each other. Ehud saw the importance of bringing others into the battle. And finally, there was an order in all of this. Had Ehud led the troops before the king was killed, they may have lost the battle. Removing the king, putting the nation in shock and confusion, it allowed Israel a time to strike and have the advantage. There is an order of doing things. Ehud saw that. He got the order right. We need to do the same thing. Who would have thought from this old, old story of Ehud and Eglon, we find such powerful lessons about leadership? Thank you for listening.